Well, we are back on tape. We had a wonderful time sharing and talking because number 11, I'm the only existing master, really got us inspired. And I just listened to Sibyl, what she talked about, how she lives her mastership in her life, and it is utterly inspiring. And I would like to add one sentence about I'm the only existing master. Actually, it's more about what a master really is. And what really strikes me is the master is someone who lives life in the awareness that he's actually divine. The master himself is someone who walks a path and walks it by making his own choices, what's to his highest and best, and lives it so beautifully. And while he's walking the path, and I talk about the path because relative life looks like walking a path, you know, living life. And while the master is walking that path, he always is aware of that he actually, there's no need to walk the path. He's already there. He's always home in that divine self inside. But walking the path is the game of the relative. And I think the more I am aware or choose to be aware of that I am divine, the more I am expressing that mastership. And the more I express that mastership, even when I have plans, when I make choices for my so-called relative life, I live it so much in the divine that then comes that aspect in of living in the now. Maybe I'm mixing a lot of things up now, but you see, the master walks the path of life or lives life in complete awareness that he's actually always already there, inside, in that divinity. And life is the most beautiful opportunity to express and practice divinity. And when listening to Sibyl now, her example, how I would actually really like you to tell that story on tape if you like. Would you like to do that?
Which story?
That story you just told about your marriage, about how you choose what you choose to do, because it shows in a practical way what a master really is. A master chooses life purposefully, and purposefully is even too strong, chooses moment by moment what is his highest best, and then because he does that, and always in the awareness of always being that divine self, that everything starts with being divine and the creator of my own world, because he always does that, and every step on the way is a delightful, fun experience. Isn't that what it's all about?
That's what life is all about.
Exactly.
And the master walks his path alone. Whether you want, he's not bothered whether you're following him, whether he's got congregation, a master on his own path alone. He doesn't look for outside help or somebody else who he'll be looking after, or he sought his own self. He's at that level of consciousness that he is alone and he can achieve whatever he wants to do. He's the creator, the created.
Yeah. Then, and that goes back to actually that the master makes his own choices, and that the world around him, like with you, Sibyl and Sam, the world around the master either follows that choice harmoniously or disappears quietly because it doesn't belong to the world of the master. Only what is in the master's, what is harmonious and balanced with the choice of the master is there. Everything else is actually non-existence.
Yeah, and when it is like that, everybody just follows suit because you are the master, you are the leader, you are in control, and knowing where you are going, it has to be a balanced situation.
Yeah.
And you are the balancer.
Yeah.
You are the harmonizer.
Yeah.
And once you take control and set out, everybody just say, wow, we follow the master. We follow the leader. And on and on and on. And knowing where you are going, there's no disagreement.
Yeah.
No disappointment. No distraction. Distraction is the word for it. There's no distraction because you are focused on what you are aiming at, where you are going, and until you are there. And the moment you are there as a master, it's a stop. The eternal eternity, the whatever you are looking for is now. You are living it, you are experiencing it, you are expanding on it. And everything goes well. And anybody, in fact, as a master, you are not thinking about anybody. You are thinking only about yourself, being there, experiencing what is for your highest and best.
Yeah. So what I would like to ask, you said when you realize that you are that master, it like stops. But isn't the master somebody that has already realized that he's already arrived? Because the master, because he has realized that he's already in that divine self, that he already is it, he can play the game so beautifully because he knows he's not, he hasn't got to reach a goal, but he just does moment and moment what is for his highest best.
Playing the game.
Yes, yes.
And having fun.
Yeah.
There's another thing I can remember about mastership, as a master, that a master exists on his own, is making things your own. I can hear things, I make it my own. Not actually quoting somebody else's. I'm a master, I'm the only one existing, I'm making my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's mastership. Being at that level of mastership. Not one day you're up, one day you're down. A master should be consistent.
Yeah.
You should be disciplined. You should be diligent, going further and further.
Yeah.
Not deviating and all those. You should be a role model up to yourself. Everything. That's it. Actually standing for yourself.
Yeah.
Not looking left or right, anything. Weaver, anything, they're just not there to bother you. You're on your way.
Yeah. So determination.
Determination. Yeah. Go on ahead.
Yeah. Now we're going very strong. That's really now quite interesting. We're going very strongly that you're on your way. So as a master, and you say you are very determined to go where you want to go, so does the master actually need that determination? Does he go anywhere? Or because he is aware that he's actually already everything and he is his divine self already and he is unconditional love already, does he then need that determination to go somewhere? Or is it more the determination to always fully express in whatever path a master chooses the mostest of all that he is? You see, like when I listen to you now, Christy, it still sounds to me like even the master is reaching for a goal. I have the feeling that the master doesn't need a goal anymore. The master
is living the goal.
Is living the goal, yes. Is living the goal through whatever story he chooses to live in this relative world, to live, to express or practice his mastership. That's maybe why I think it's almost, you see, at the very beginning when I started my studies with the Uni, the word master almost put me off, because it put on me, it put a lot of stress on. I always thought I have to achieve something. I have to achieve or get to a place with lots of strength and determination, as you say, to achieve my mastership. But then, now, especially when I talk to you guys now, and it's really inspiring, I realize the master doesn't need to achieve anything. The fact that I call myself, or have the courage to call myself, the master, means actually that I am saying, yes, I am it. Yes, I'm untouched. Yes, I'm divine. Yes, I am unconditionally loving. Yes, I am all of that right now and already. Being a master is being aware of that. And then being able to play the game, as you say, Sibyl, for the pure joy of consistently expressing this. Almost like practicing being it. Practicing a knowledge that is already inside of me. And then I realize I now feel much more, I feel relaxed about the whole thing that I'm a master. Because I know everybody is. Everybody is a master in whatever life game we choose to play. And the relaxed feeling comes from probably that inner knowingness that it's already all here. You know? That it's really just meant to be a game to live moment by moment, practice moment by moment who I really am. And then that comes in that I am the only existing master. And then comes in I am number one. Because I'm not in that despair, don't compare myself to anybody anymore. Because knowing that I am can now, relax. I am that. I am God and I am divine and I am beautiful. By just accepting that almost. You used a very nice word before, what you say, a master, how, what a master does, he...
He's always at home.
He's always at home, yes, I like that very much. And there's something else you said about you name it and you claim it. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
That's what it is all about. The master is naming it. Master means nothing else than naming the truth. Mm-hmm. Master is like, I name, yes, I am divine. Yes, I am unconditional love. Yes, I'm beautiful, gorgeous, whole and perfect. Everything that I imagine God to be. Because how can God be any different? And then the claiming it, I believe, is walking that life path. And you're not even walking it, you're just playing the game moment by moment. That's claiming it, practicing it. Now I'm like getting the threads together. It's practicing being this divine, beautiful, magical, wonderful self is the master. And that's why, like when I look at you, for example, Sibyl, you look so relaxed all the time. That's for me the outpicturing of a master, because you go, got nothing to prove. You know, I've got nothing to run for, yet I've got all the wildest, maybe it's more like dreams than goals, all the wildest ideas in the imagination, how I can express this mastership and live it and practice it. And maybe that's what it's all about, and that's what it means to play the game. You know, use all the imagination. The master is using its imagination to play the game. And then it creates, like in your case, it creates a all these different things coming out, like Unity Church, like the University of Healing, like your beautiful husband, that are harmonious with you, but a game you play to play, you choose to play, so you can play with all your imagination fully and be happy in that game. Do you know where I'm getting at?
Yes.
So it's actually quite beautiful, and I really love our lectures because what they do, they clear out the mind. Mm-hmm. You know, they make things so precise and clear. And in that respect, of course, I am number one. And it's true, Christy, I'm the only one. So in my world, somehow you actually don't exist. And yet you exist when I'm so much myself and express myself so with all my heart and soul, express the divine in my individual way, because the relative is an individual expression of the divine. That's why I see you guys, that's why I see so many different ways of expressing it. And I think that's the wonder and magic of living. And then you're not separate from me. Then you're one with me, because all I can see is God expressing in the most beautiful way. A master playing its game to practice the divine. And that I find is the magic of being a master, being alive. Being a master is being alive.
Being number one.
And being number one, that's for sure.
And the only one.
The only one. And sometimes I think it sounds tricky when you start to word these things, because when you say being the only one, you suddenly think, yeah, but I have two people, or I have all these people in front of me. Yeah, but they're all my expression, the divine expression of me, you see? And it's like a huge flower garden. Each flower is different, and yet each flower is
unique.
Is the divine, but unique in its expression, and that's the mastership. And that it's almost like life is a sharing of masters. And when you put all these masters together, they're all one as God. I saw once a beautiful fairy tale, and I just have to think of it now, and I still remember it. I saw it maybe 20 years ago, and again maybe about 3 years ago, just parts of it. And it's quite magical. It tells the story of a wee kind of a hobbit, and he lives his life very pure. Hey, he's just being himself. And he lives with these beautiful creatures which move extremely slow. They're expressing complete peace. Whenever in that fairy tale, when you looked at the creatures he lives with, you think peace. And all they talk, every word they say is beautiful and peaceful. And at one stage, the creature that leads all these peaceful creatures, which are, when you imagine them, how they look, they're these big, big, almost chunky beings that they can't rush. Every movement is almost like a meditation. And at one moment, the leader of this group passes on into another dimension. And before he passes on, he tells that little wee hobbit guy, it's time to be one. That's why I'm passing on. And he understands then later that he never went, he just left that form behind. And he always said to the little one, it's time to be one. You are the one to unite us by. He had a little bit of crystal that he needed to put on top of a huge crystal. And then, so you go in that story, you go from the picture of these very peaceful creatures, you jump into the story of creatures that are extremely fast. And everything is dark. That's just how they expressed what's going on. And they're constantly worried. They're constantly in fear. And they do everything to to protect themselves. It's shown so beautifully. From the moment that one guy, the leader of the peaceful group, passes on, you see how all the members of this group very, very slowly walk towards this very fearful and creatures and when you see them, how they act, you feel actually unbalanced yourself. They get it across so well. Mm-hmm. And these peaceful creatures move towards these other creatures. And the other creatures do everything to fight them, to keep them off. And you always think, you don't realize yet, you think that's two creatures, separate beings, that fight each other. And you think, oh, what's that story about? Do I really want to watch that? It looks like that's imbalance, you know, and like separation and judgment. All these thoughts come up. And then while the movie's going on, and that, of course, you have the side story of the little man who is so like a child, pure and innocent, who wants to put that crystal together. A lot of things happen which are not that important, but at the very end, he actually puts the piece of crystal on, and what happens is the peaceful creatures move in slowly, and they suddenly all realize we are not separate, we are one. So the meaning of it all is that we all come together as one, and the moment that happened, there was this light, you know. It's really like the whole fairy tale expressed actually the oneness of the divine. You can play any game, you know, any game you want, but ultimately, and in the game it looks like we're all separate because we're all different expressions of the divine. But ultimately inside, we're always one. And in that fairy tale it showed so completely when they moved together, all these creatures changed, so the dark creatures and the very, very extreme peaceful creatures, they changed into different beings. And suddenly all of them were the same. Peace and power combined. And there was not extreme slow movement anymore. There was no fear movement anymore. It was just peace. And they were still standing there. They were still all these different creatures, but all of them had the same balance inside. And that fairy tale fascinated me because all it described was the peaceful creatures knew inherently that they're divine. They expressed their mastership in their slow movement. Their leader knew it was all about being one, but he could not tell them in words. They had to walk their own path and experience it by themselves.
When illumination came.
Yes. And when illumination was there, when they suddenly, they couldn't fight it anymore, none of them. They were as one. And the beings expressing afterwards, after that oneness had happened, they all were balanced and they all relaxed and knew it's all about being
the light within.
Yeah.
Was bringing everybody
together as one.
Yeah.
And at the end you had this enormous feeling, and even when you looked at the newly created creatures, of love. All you could see is unconditional love.
The light was coming, the beams of the light was coming together to one being that opened.
Yeah.
So wow, and so that's, we're all here.
I'm the only one. And I think that's that light, to be always aware of that, is I'm the only one. And at the same time, living that game in the relative in such a harmonious and beautiful way that I always act as that one and see that one in you and see that one in you. And then I'm already there. I'm already in that oneness, in that I am God, the only one, the only master.
Yeah.
You see?
The light in me is the only light.
Yeah.
That light spreads to bring every other light into that one.
in that one. Because that light is in everything, it's in all. Known. Because that's God existing. And I am God existing. Yeah. Isn't it beautiful? Wonderful. And isn't it amazing that somebody can make up a fairy tale that tells the story without wording it? Just by watching
God
it?
God makes up a fairy tale from every the moment. Individual that is ready for it to come to, out.
Through. Exactly. Yeah.
From this story you told us,
yes,
now, I'm the only one in the world, and being the only one in the world, my oneness with all, and at the same time, we are all one, one mind, in tuned.
Yeah.
And then in tune with each other, we are one.
And I think that's where that word unconditional love is so powerful. Because having that feeling of unconditional love, I'm always aware of that oneness. I always only see God. And I constantly, that's all there is. Hey, isn't that magical? And isn't that lovely that to see that that's what life is all about?
It is.
Yeah.
And equally, if you are the only one you in the world, others are a reflection of you. As long as you know you are looking at yourself, everything is your creation. You're not looking at that person or that person. You're looking at, focused on your oneness with all, your oneness as your number one. Everything else flows in place.
Mm-hmm. Because all you can see is actually your divine inner self.
Of yourself.
Yeah.
It's your world. What you come to your attention is your creation. Recreate it. It's your world. It's you. Yeah. Nobody else.
It's actually, it's almost like I'm constantly looking at my own beautiful fairy tale, expressing the divine I am. Isn't it lovely? Yeah. That's why children are always
in their world, on their
in
own,
their
happy.
Awareness.
Yes.
Happy with
in their innocent in world.
Yeah, right. In their innocent world.
And if you play the game of you're the only one in the world, you can't have any problem at all. You can't. Everything is good and very good. You're in your own world, visualizing yourself, going into your journey. Everything flows itself out.
Yeah, all is in divine order.
All is in divine order.
As simple as that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's magical. Well, life certainly is a magical thing to live. Especially since I am number one, and I'm the only existing master, and all I can see is masters, and all I can see is God, beauty, and love in all and everything. And so it is.